USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says amendments to legislation to raise the debt limit are being voted on through the night. There will be 11 amendments to the bill being voted on, with votes limited to 10 minutes to ensure a speedy process as efforts continue to pass the bill quickly. Schumer has said the Senate will stay in session until they get a debt ceiling bill onto President Biden's desk.
Time is a luxury the Senate does not have if we want to prevent default.
Wall Street's closing with stocks higher Thursday. The Dow gained 153 points. It was a noticeable fall for President Biden quite literally Thursday. During the U.S. Air Force graduation ceremony in Colorado Springs, Biden tripped and fell.
He was picked up very quickly by a number of Secret Service agents and other folks that were on the stage, and then he walked on his own tower to his seat for the rest of the ceremony.
NBC News' Gary Grumbach. Biden reportedly even jogged away from the venue afterward. Later in the day, the White House said Biden spent some time speaking on the phone with former President Barack Obama. The White House says the pair spoke about this week's vote to raise the debt ceiling, among other things. Using payment apps to store your money could put your finances at risk.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau warns customers of Venmo, PayPal, and Cash App against long-term money storage due to safety concerns during a crisis. Unlike traditional bank accounts insured by the FDIC, funds in these apps are not protected.
Correspondent John Schaefer. Actor Al Pacino is in disbelief that he got his 29-year-old girlfriend pregnant. TMZ reports the 83-year-old actor demanded a DNA test due to medical issues that he has had. The website said Pacino found out only 2 months ago that he was going to be a dad again. This will be Pacino's fourth child. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
A group of activists are planning to hold a silent protest in Tampa Bay against Florida's new immigration law. Members of the Farm Workers Association of Florida say there are about 500,000 farm workers in the state, with more than half of them being undocumented immigrants. A new law requires businesses to check immigration status and restricts social services for immigrants. It's set to take effect next month. Missouri Governor Mike Parson declaring a drought alert due to recent dry weather all across that state.
There's a high risk for fires, and counties could be seeing water shortages and damages to crops and pastures. Parson says they're doing everything they can to protect their food chains and help family farms. The government is encouraging residents to help submit information about local drought conditions online. I'm Brian Shook.
The woman is suing Bill Cosby over an alleged sexual assault that happened more than 50 years ago. Lisa Taylor has more.
Former Playboy model Victoria Valentino filed a civil lawsuit in Los Angeles Thursday under a new California law that temporarily lifts the statute of limitation for civil sexual assault cases. Valentino told the Washington Post that E. Jean Carroll winning her New York civil case against former President Trump encouraged her to sue Cosby. The actor faces accusations from at least 60 women. Cosby's spokesman told the Washington Post, these women are not victims of sexual assault. They are victims of greed.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.